In front of you, above the train tracks and just behind the peak, you can see dry stone walls. These are the remnants of a Napoleonic redoute, which dates back to Napoleon I, specifically to the La Hune combats in 1813. The fortified site of Corralandia is the most remarkable in the Basque country. A redoute is an ancient fortification where soldiers would hide during battles. It was a strategic defensive fort built in the shape of a star with six branches. History. After the French defeat in Vitoria on June 21, 1813, troops gathered under the command of the English General Wellington penetrated France in the attack of October 7, 1813. At around 4 a.m., they attempted an attack on La Hune, a strategic point within the Basque country, but this did not succeed. The general then decided to bypass the mountain and took up advanced positions in Sar. Fearing encirclement, the French left La Hune on the evening of the 8th and retreated to the Corralandia Fort, the large enclosure in Basque, and the Alchange Peak, just below the summit. La Hune was immediately occupied by the Allies. On November the 10th, 40,000 English, Portuguese and Spanish troops were in position to attack the small French army of 15,000. There had been a heavy snowfall earlier that month, and the attack took place with the return of the southern wind, known as St. Martin's Summer. The French position was attacked by night on November the 9th and 10th of 1813 by the 43rd Allied Regiment, the Kemp Brigade of the Alten Division, from the Three Fountains, and by the 17th Portuguese Regiment, Colborne, as well as by the Spaniards of Longa and Giron, from the Argaine Copas. The Muid Star was defended by General Marensin. Furious combats took place during this battle, and the French soldiers defended themselves to the very end, even using stones and rocks in an attempt to hold off the Allies. By 8 a.m. the Allies had taken the Muid Fort, and by 2 p.m. the English troops were in occupation of Saint-Pé-sur-Nivelle.